Hello, this is the BBC World Service with the news. Beg your pardon, Fiona MacDonald with the news. Top Democrats in the US Congress have rejected a proposal by the Attorney General William Barr to allow them access to a less redacted version of the Mueller report. They insist on publication of the full report, and to that end, the House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena. The Department of Justice dismissed the subpoena as premature and unnecessary. Democrats argue the report leaves many questions unanswered. David Willis sent this report from Los Angeles.
William Barr had offered to open up passages relating to national security issues and ongoing criminal investigations to a group of around a dozen senior lawmakers. But senior Democrats are calling for the report to be made available in its entirety and argue that without such access, Congress would be compromised in its ability to discharge its oversight responsibilities.
A judge in Peru has ordered the arrest of the former president, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, for up to 3 years, while prosecutors gather evidence of alleged corruption. He was forced to resign last year over the allegations. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, has more.
Judge Jorge Chavez ruled that there was enough evidence to detain Mr. Kuczynski. He's accused of receiving bribes from the Brazilian construction company Odebrecht and taking some of the money abroad illegally. Mr. Kuczynski, who's 80, is in hospital with heart problems, but the judge says he will be able to receive medical care in prison. The ruling comes hours after the funeral of another former president, Alan Garcia, who killed himself on Wednesday as police officers moved to detain him.
Reports from the US say a former American Marine has been arrested in connection with a mysterious raid on the North Korean embassy in Madrid in February. The man has appeared in court in Los Angeles. He's alleged to be a member of Free Joseon, a group dedicated to the overthrow of the North Korean leadership. Computers and hard drives had been handed over to the FBI. People in Egypt will begin voting later in a referendum on changes to the constitution that would further concentrate power in the hands of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The amendments extend Mr. Sisi's term from 4 to 6 years and allow him to stand for a third term, meaning he could remain in office until 2030. They also grant him wide control over judicial appointments and strengthen the role of the military. BBC News.